Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Crystal, I just filled out a payment for my understanding was $5, and I was going to receive a Dyson that I had won. And I just want to verify that that actually happened.
Okay, can we start with your zip code, please?
78655.
And your first and last name, please?
Mary Paul.
Yes, ma'am, could you verify your address, please?
P.O. Box 111, Martindale, Texas. And then my delivery address is 302 Main Street.
Thank you, ma'am. You see, it looks like what I'm seeing here is for an app called the Bytub. It is a fitness app you would download.
No.
Yes, that's
no,
what
no.
I'm seeing. $59.89.
I never even saw that. No, I don't want that.
Okay, yes, it gives you easy to follow workouts, healthy recipes to help you on a fitness journey.
I was Miss Texas in bodybuilding. I know what all that does. I know how to do that.
Oh, I understand.
I was the one on the video.
Oh, well, congratulations. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I do see it looks like someone was entering a sweepstakes for a possible Dyson in this video. This app that gives you the videos would come with it. But we can reduce the cost to $20 if you would like to keep it monthly.
No.
Okay, no? Okay.
Now, listen, it told me I was a winner of Dyson.
Yes, ma'am. And who told you that? Was it Home Depot or?
Yes, it started with Home Depot, yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. On my end, all I see is the billing. I do see it says the terms and conditions were online, but we just handled the billing part. But I did get your account canceled, and on my end, it says it was a sweepstakes.
It says, congratulations, you are the lucky online winner of a brand new sweepstakes Dyson vacuum.
Sweepstakes. Yes. It entered you into a sweepstakes. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and I did the survey, but okay, so you eliminated me of any cost at all, right?
Okay, I do see it is a same day order, so I can definitely go ahead. It was processed today, so I can go ahead and issue that refund for us.
Okay.
In that refund, I'm sorry, it just took me off your page. Let me go back to that real quick. Sorry about that. I don't know what it was doing.
I want to make sure that I'm not charged for anything or you're refunding whatever I was charged
for. I am, ma'am. Okay. I'm refunding the $59.89. I understand.
Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am. Your refund of $59.89 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days, and there's going to be no more charges. Since this was monthly, I went ahead and canceled it.
Oh, my gosh. It's very misleading. Very misleading. And so I'm sorry, because Dyson is a good product. Home Depot's a good store, but this is not good. And I don't know how I guess I have to report that to somebody. All right, I've got to go, but I'm gonna take you now. Do I have to write down any number?
If you would like, you're gonna also receive an email, but I can give you the confirmation number also, ma'am.
I would love it. Go ahead.
Awesome. C as in Charlie. 920-664-778.
I bet you get a lot of these calls.
Oh, you wouldn't believe the calls I get. Yes, ma'am. I get about 300 a day. Yes, ma'am.
But they need to change it.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
I know. I'm sorry you have this job, but you're kind.
Well, thank you. You made my day by saying that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I wouldn't lie to you, I promise.
Okay.
On my end. Yes, ma'am.
All right, dear. Well, I hope nothing else gets charged. And you have a great day. And as my husband always says, if no one's told you they love you today, We love you.
Well, you are so sweet. Thank you. That made my day, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. Y'all have a great day.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.